This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Here's your closing bell brief for Wednesday, September 22nd. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks ended higher, breaking out of a slump that's lasted for much of the month. All three major indexes gained about 1%. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 338 points to close at 34,258. The Nasdaq Composite rose 150 points. The S&P 500 gained 41. Markets rose after the Federal Reserve signaled that it could start to dial back its easy money policy soon and raise interest rates as early as next year. In a statement today at the end of a two-day policy meeting, the Fed said that if economic progress continues broadly as expected, it may soon begin to slow its $120 billion in monthly bond purchases. Investor worries subsided over China Evergrande, a giant real estate developer that's on the brink of collapse after years of rapid expansion and aggressive borrowing. Many investors fear a default by Evergrande could spread financial pain far and wide, but some found solace after Evergrande said that it would make an interest payment on an onshore bond. And don't expect to find Fortnite on your iPhone anytime soon. Epic Games, the maker of the popular video game, says that Apple won't let it release software on Apple platforms until its litigation against the iPhone maker is resolved. Epic is appealing a judge's ruling that Apple was well within its right to boot Fortnite from its platforms after Epic breached the iPhone maker's contract last year. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.